No one showed up Sunday for a Stop the Steal rally at the Indiana State House. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports that's despite FBI warnings of armed protests planned for all 50 state capitals.
There were flyers posted on light poles around the State House advertising a day-long Stop the Steal rally across downtown Indianapolis, with the event beginning at the State House at noon. But more than an hour later, the only person around the building, other than several journalists, was a lone man with a sign advocating an end to the war on drugs. There was a heightened state police and National Guard presence inside the State House. Governor Eric Holcomb on Friday announced the state government complex in downtown Indianapolis would be closed to the public through Wednesday, the day of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration, and the General Assembly canceled all legislative activity for the coming week. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.